Chapter 9, Bursting Discord's Bubble. Once things got rolling with the show, Discord felt himself nicely settling into his new life in Ponyville. He would visit Fluttershy's house for tea, shop for groceries at the Ponyville Market, and once he even went to Twilight Sparkle's castle to borrow a book on Bridleway musicals. He often saw Martingale shuffling about town, having heated conversations with other ponies, or giving Discord the side eye. When there was only a week left until Princess Celestia would be visiting to watch the Ponyville Players' production of The Singing Stallion, Discord was feeling confident in his secret plan to steal the show. Predictably, Princess Twilight Sparkle was a bundle of nerves, eager to show her superiors how well the community in Ponyville was flourishing under the flag of friendship. She didn't suspect a thing. Luckily, every pony else was too busy to notice as well. On top of learning their parts in the show, many of the ponies also helped with the logistics. Applejack had delivered some beautiful wooden sets, not unlike the ones she had once built for a Manhattan community play. Rarity had measured, sewn, and trimmed every pony's costumes to perfection. Rainbow Dash did her part by enlisting Flitter and Cloud Chaser to help her create some trick weather effects that would enhance the show but wouldn't ruin the theater. Pinkie Pie kept busy designing posters and balloons that advertised the show all over town and beyond, and Fluttershy took charge of the accompaniment, recruiting all the best musicians to become their very own Ponyville Players Orchestra for the run of the production. One afternoon, the lights were up and the whole cast was on stage. It had taken many long rehearsals to place every pony in their spots, blocking all the scenes one by one, so it was very important that the cast members not make any mistakes. Twilight sat in the audience next to Applejack and Spike, calling out all the cues, marks, and cutie marks. "Every pony ready?" she projected out to the stage. "Let's take it from the ensemble chorus of the song Bubbles in Act 1. The part right after Professor Hayloft Shill has shown the town of Glimmer City how much fun the bubbles can be. Then we'll go straight into my favorite scene, the library romance with Marion Pear." Davenport stomped a beat with his back left hoof and began the song, hitting the pony piano. Plink, plonk, plinkity plonk, plink, plonk. "Bubbles, oh, we got bubbles right here in Glimmer City," the ensemble sang. "With a capital B that rhymes with C, and that stands for cool." Discord swayed back and forth to the music with the rest of the cast. He didn't really blend in. It was nearly impossible to do so, since he was 3 times taller than the tallest pony in the ensemble, Senior Mint. But as Discord sang with the ponies, he stepped in time, tapped and twirled. Pinkie Pie stood in the wings and blew rainbow-colored bubbles into the air onto the dancers. Downstage, Big Mac paced across the stage and began singing. "Yes, that stands for cool," sang Big Mac in his deep baritone voice. "We've got..." Discord had been practicing the role of Hayloft Shill in secret, and suddenly he found himself unable to resist the urge to perform. He twirled into the center of the scene, singing the next verse with Big Mac. "We've got all these bubbles all around the Glimmer City, all around. Come up with a way to keep those bubbles at play because they roll. Bubbles, 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 bubbles." The music came to a halt, and every pony looked at Discord, annoyed.
"What are you doing, Discord?" cheerily asked in her gentlest tone, usually reserved for teaching the colts and fillies at school.
She looked concerned.
"Are you okay?"
"I simply felt the song could be improved upon," Discord replied, throwing his paw and claw into the air in surrender.
"Oopsies!"
"You're always holding us up,"
muttered a big blue stallion named Noteworthy. We can't even run through a whole number without you adding your own flair one way or another. Noteworthy trotted over to Discord and puffed out his chest. If you ask me, I think you're trying to sabotage this show. A flurry of whispers broke out at the accusation. Discord rolled his yellow eyes. Don't insult me, Pony. If I wanted to do that, I could do a lot more than sing a few extra parts. I'm the King of Chaos, remember? Discord began to cackle at the absurdity of the situation. Every pony took a few steps back, suddenly fearful. Noteworthy narrowed his eyes. Then what are you doing here? Why would some pony as powerful as you want to be in a small town musical? Isn't it obvious? Discord whipped out a display filled with a giant line graph. He procured a wooden pointing stick and tapped it on the bottom. Ever since I learned about friendship from Fluttershy and her pals, my approval rating has been rising at a healthy rate. If I portray myself in a positive light with the ponies of Ponyville through the power of song and dance, then it will only continue to grow. Oh, said Pinkie Pie, tilting her head to the side. I just thought you really liked show tunes.
That too, giggled Discord.
He turned to the stage full of his castmates. Anyway, I didn't mean to get so carried away.
I won't do it again, I promise.
Discord shrunk himself down to Spike's size for effect. I'll stay back here in my little spot. Every pony trotted back to their original places to run through the number again. Applejack gave Davenport a nod, and the piano began. Oh, we got bubbles, sang the chorus, just as before, right here in Glamour City. Big Mac shuffled out to the front to sing his line, but Discord stayed put. He danced in the back, minding his own business and doing his choreography. That's why it came as such a surprise when, instead of singing, Big Mac started burping up bubbles. His eyes went wide with shock, and every pony whipped around to face Discord. Oh, Discord, Rarity said, putting a hoof to her face in exasperation. Whatever have you done now? Discord's jaw dropped. Nothing. I, he stammered. He was speechless, because for the first time, a prank actually had been played by some pony else. And now, the joke was on him.